What were some of the features of the new economic policy? It wasn't a free market economy. It wasn't laissez-faire. There are some features here listed that show you how the Bolsheviks did try to keep as much power as possible in the hands of the state while still allowing some private ownership and market exchange. For example, the credit system was still in the hands of the state, foreign trade was still in the hands of the state. And city lands and buildings, much agricultural land was in the hands of regional and local Soviets, although peasants were allowed to sell the surplus of their produce in the open market after paying taxes. In short, there was limited legalization of private trade, but the state still began to rationally plan distribution through state stores that at this time competed with the private sellers. Many people in the party argued that socialist industry was a stimulus to private trade, theoretically, but they also at this time conceded that private trade could be a stimulus to socialist industry, which was already lagging and showing a lot of problems during war communism. There were many kinds of problems, including just shortages, major shortages. But at the beginning of the new economic policy, they also realized that the socialist trade was often poor quality, poor customer service, and so forth, which we'll talk more about in a moment. So, what NEP was not is a truly free market economy, and it was also not a coordinated market socialist economy. Designed and producing results as expected. It wasn't some kind of designed, perfect new system, a mixed system or a market socialist system that was producing exactly what the leaders wanted. It was neither of those. What it really was breathing space, as Lenin frequently called it. And there are descriptions written at the time that convey what a relief it was. And how shocked and pleased everyone was when they started to see actual food in markets. So there's this wonderful quote from Michael Bulgakov where he speaks of waves of fabric, lace, rows of boxes of face powder. There's a confectioner's shop at every step, and all day until closing, they're full of people. The shelves are full of white bread, wheat meal loaves, French rolls, countless rows. And so on and so on. He's thrilled, just amazed to be able to see food again in the markets, to not have these chronic problems of shortage.